I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I know I'm an Indiana homer, in hoops at least, and I don't really care what you think. I was looking at Trace Jackson Davis's all-time Indiana stats, where he ranks among the greats that played in Bloomington for the Hoosiers, and it's really crazy. Jackson Davis is already top 8 in points, boards, and block shots. And only two guys can say that, Allen Henderson and Jackson Davis. And it really is insane what he's accomplished. He's 8th on the all-time scoring list. He's already this year passed a bunch of greats like Kent Benson. Are you kidding me? Scott May. That is crazy. Damon Bailey. I remember watching Damon Bailey play at Indiana. Christian Watford. Eric Anderson, who was a badass. Brian Evans, who could shoot like nobody's business. And Greg Graham could fill it up as well. So he's got a ways to go to pass Henderson, who's at 1,979 points. Yogi Ferrell, 1,986 points. Calbert Chaney had the IU and Big Ten record of 2,613 points. That's like not happening. But he could get to 6th all-time to record 2,000 at IU. And if he does it, he'd join his own coach, Mike Woodson. Woodson's at 2,061. So late in this season, with as many games left, he's got at least 22 games left. So if he stays healthy, because he's missed a few games, he's going to end up somewhere between 3rd to 6th all time. And that depends on how many he plays in the postseason as well. So let's say Indiana plays in the postseason. 22 more games the rest of this season. Jackson Davis would end up allegedly with over 2,121 points. That'd be 4th all time. If he scored what he averages now, which is 16.8 points per game, he has 652 career field goals. That's 9th all time. Chaney's on top at 1,018. Jackson Davis is 4th all time with a 56.5 field goal percentage. Thomas Bryant, who plays with the Lakers, is 59.2%. That's best all time. Jackson Davis, 448 career free throws made, are 5th all-time. He's not getting anywhere near Don Schlunt, who had 826. Don Schlunt was a badass. Jackson Davis, 668 career free throw attempts, are 3rd all-time. He'll end up 2nd to Schlunt's 1,076. So he missed 3 games already, and You never know if he's going to be able to become the all-time rebounding leader. He passed Eric Anderson, Schlunt, and Ray Tolbert this year. He's sixth all-time in rebounding right now. So let's say he plays the rest of the games. He averages 8.5 boards per game. He'd end up with 1,066 total rebounds for his career. That would be number three all-time. He'd be behind Allen Henderson by just 25, who's the all-time leader. So it's still out there for the taking. If he tops 1,000 rebounds and 2,000 points, he'll be the first player in history to achieve both of those. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. He's going to be the all-time block shots leader. He blocked 9 at Phog Allen against Kansas, the second most ever in a game by an Indiana player. He certainly would have had more block shots if he hadn't missed the 3 games. He needs 23 more to pass Jeff Newton's all-time record of 227, and he could join Henderson as IU's only players with 1,000 rebounds and 200 blocks. He's already third all-time in block shots, trailing just Newton and Henderson. He's already passed Dean Garrett, who played when I was there, and George Leach, Uwe Blob, who was there when I was there, and DJ White this season. He's passed all those guys. So let's say he plays the rest of the games. He would end up with around 43 more block shots based on his career averages, and that would be the all-time record of 248. And this guy's just insane what he's accomplished in the cream and crimson at Old IU for the glory of Old IU. Shake it. So I want to tell one other story, and I've probably brought this up before on the show, C2C, that when I was in Bloomington, I took my son, Gunner, to see the school, which he got admitted to, and I hope he goes there, but it's his choice. He's got into a lot of schools, great schools all over the country. He kind of wants to go to California, whether it's San Diego State, USC, UCLA, Pepperdine, wherever it is, it's his deal. But I took him to IU to see that North Carolina game, right? And so Assembly Hall was rocking that night. North Carolina was ranked number one in the country. Indiana beat them, and they covered. But the thing was, the night before the game, we went to this place called Little Zagreb's, which is a great steakhouse in Bloomington. And there we were sitting there. I took Gunner and his friend Ethan to dinner. And who walks in but Trace Jackson Davis to the restaurant to eat with his friend. And obviously he has massive juice in Bloomington because he's the superstar player for Indiana. But my son, I said, look, that's Trace Jackson Davis. And my son freaked. He was like, you got to be kidding me. I was like, go over and say hi to him and get a picture. So he got out of the booth and he went over to the maitre d' stand. And he asked him if he could take a picture with him. And the guy was really cool. Jackson Davis was super friendly, super cool. Gave him a high five, took a picture with him, and was genuinely kick ass. And I just think that goes a long way. Not only is he a great basketball player, but he's good to people, good to fans. Even though he's a star, even though he's headed to the NBA, he's still grounded and still cool enough to speak to someone that doesn't matter to him, that he doesn't know and could care less about. I thought that was very impressive. He's got his head on his shoulders. The kid's going to be a star the rest of his season and into the NBA. I think he's going to do well. It's going to take him time to develop as a pro for sure, but he's got all the tools to become something at the next level. So Purdue is still number one, but not for long after losing to Rutgers the other night in Mackey Arena, West Lafayette. They got dropped at home by the Scarlet Knights. Impressive win for Rutgers for sure. And you look at UConn, they lost for the first time. Xavier beat them in Cincinnati over the weekend. Number 23, Charleston, moved into the rankings for the first time in 20 years. They're coming off an overtime win over Towson. The Boilers were number one for a fourth straight week. They got all but one first place vote from the 61-person media panel. Number two is Houston. Number three is Kansas. Boy, did they struggle against Oklahoma State at Phog Allen, but they're number three, and they all moved up a spot. Number four, UConn now. They dropped two spots after losing to Xavier. And Xavier moved up from number 22 to number 18. Arizona rounded out the top five. Purdue lasted only 1 week after hitting number one for the first time last year, but they've done well this year until they lost to Rutgers. The Boilers beat up on Florida A&M last Thursday night, and they joined New Mexico as the nation's only undefeated teams until they got dropped in conference by Rutgers. UConn, 14-1, 3-1 of the Big East, had been off to its best start since 98 before losing by 10 at Xavier at the Cintas Center. They've won 8 in a row. How about Charleston? Great season going under Pat Kelsey, winning 17. The Cougars have already matched that this year. Get into the top 25 for the first time since a one-week stint back in 02-03. It's been forever. Charleston's 14-1, 2-0 in the CAA. Lost to number one North Carolina in their second game. And since, they won 13 straight. That overtime win was at Towson. So Towson was the CAA favorite preseason to win the conference. Not anymore. New Mexico cracked the top 25 for the first time in 8 years last week and won both of their games. I don't know how you can be that good and finally get into the top 25 2 weeks ago. They won every game. They beat Colorado State easily 88-69 last Thursday in front of 15,000 people at the Pit. Then they won at Wyoming on Saturday 76-75 in a crazy game. Their best start since going 17-0 in 67-68. So Xavier had the largest jump in the poll, climbing four spots with the win over UConn. Number 11, Virginia, and number 12, Miami, were the only other teams to climb more than a spot. They both went up two. Number 19, Baylor, had the biggest drop. They went down seven spots after their 15-point loss to Iowa State in Ames. I hit that bet. They went from unranked to number 25. Number 13, Arkansas, dropped four spots after losing by three at LSU. Missouri's ranked for the first time since 2021 after returning from the holiday to beat Kentucky by 14. Ohio State's 24th. They're in the poll after a two-week absence from it with wins over Alabama, A&M, and Northwestern. Number 25, Iowa State, is back after three unranked weeks thanks to the win over Baylor. Kentucky is unranked for the first time in 2 years, dropping out from 19 after the loss to Missouri. Mississippi State fell out from 21 after they lost to Alabama. North Carolina's return to the poll didn't last. The Heels were 25 last week. They're out again after losing to Pitt.